breath and then I count to 10. On to the next, that's what my mother said.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
All of my
Joe
friends I never liked you.
Well, hello, but and I'll tell you now. It was a good weekend. Can't even get yourself straight in it. You got a bigger eye on the phrase of everything. And a great weekend it was indeed. I hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. And it was fun. Filled with whatever you needed to get ready for this week as we get ready to head into August. Right? Already. I hope you are ready. I know I started off on a great note. Over the weekend, they started the Harry Potter marathon. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited because I got to see family. To see family hang out, have fun. And it's always good. It's always a refresher, especially when it's family members that maybe you haven't seen in a while. You know, you get to catch up and just be you and have fun. Because they know who you are. Like, you get to just be you and just relax. You don't have to, like, when you hang out with friends, it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to alienate this person. They already know who you are. In fact, they probably have little bits and pieces of your personality in there, too. Or vice versa. That being said, I hope everybody had fun. I know I did. I know I end up injuring myself. So much fun that I injured myself. And my ankle swelled up to like the size of like a giant orange or like a grapefruit. It was so like, but like luckily it healed pretty quickly. It still kind of hurts, but oh man, it was worth it. The amount of fun that I had was definitely worth it. And it made me wonder if there are benefits to, like, I know, like, when you're sick, like, it helps build up your immune system. What if you get injured? Does it, like, I wondered if it helps build up, like, resistance or anything like that to, like, your bone gets a little bit stronger when it heals or something. Of course, at that point, it's weaker, but, like, or maybe you're more attentive to that, like, certain injury. Like, you know, like, if you ever had, like, a broken arm, maybe that encourages you to drink a little bit more milk or like, you know, I wonder the things I want to know. And I want to talk more about that too, but I'll talk about that during the question of the day. See, there we go again with the ums. If you listen to last week's show, then you know what I'm talking about with the ums. I think now that I'm paying more attention to it, I'm gonna say it a lot more, or I'm gonna start saying it a lot less. And also, if you missed the show last week, Wednesday, throughout the show, I was watching a movie, and it was Jaws, and I'm gonna do that again this Wednesday. I'm gonna watch a movie while doing the show, because that was a little bit fun. And I'm going to be a little bit more detailed. I'm going to start asking questions throughout the show. I'm like, what would you do if such and such happened? I think that was and then, of course, there's also going to still be the entertainment. Don't worry, that is not an exchange for the entertainment. So I will still do that. And hopefully you still do what you do over the weekend. Like, if you had fun, if you visited family, if you went swimming or, like, that was one thing that was weird. Throughout the whole weekend, it was extremely hot. And then we get to Sunday night, and it starts storming like nobody's business. Like, the wind's blowing. It looked like the beginning of the movie Twister. Like, it was just craziness outside. And then, of course, it moved past, like, extremely fast. Like, I think it only lasted for, like, maybe 30 minutes. Which is actually, you know what, that's pretty long, considering. And, I'm one of those people that like storms. I like thunder and the heavy rain, the pitter-patter outside on the window. It's relaxing. But some people are like, no, I prefer this. I prefer this kind of weather. Well, hopefully, it's a nice mixture for the upcoming months, for the end of this year. We're already halfway through the year. I can't believe it. More than halfway through the year. I'm sorry. Way more than halfway. this point. Not way more, but whatever. You get what I'm saying. Don't forget the many ways that you can listen to the show. You can listen via CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, and you can also message us and listen to the show on Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can also listen to a version of the show. It's a live talk. You can sit there and listen, and if you have questions, you can also come in and ask me. You can talk to me, whatever the case may be, on Wisdom, the Wisdom app. And also, you can listen and request music on Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. So there's all types of ways to listen, all of them different in some type of way. So that gives you a reason. If you like the music, if you want to jam out, by all means, listen on the Jukebox Radio, My Spin Radio, and Outside. If you want to just get to the meat and potatoes and just hear the segments, listen on the various podcast formations. If you want to hear a live talk that has nothing to do with really anything, just like most of this show, you can listen on Wisdom. With that being said, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into, what do we have coming up here? A question of the day, which I hope everyone is ready for. I know I am. All you have to do is keep it locked. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Daily Show, we're just about anything, everything, and including me and Drone myself. Happened over the weekend, not on the show, luckily, but I am still in, but pushing through. And when I say I'm pushing through, that means I'm still trying to do things that I have no business being trying to do right now. Why is it? And that's the question of me. Why is it whenever you're injured or can't do anything or not supposed to do anything, that's when you want to do the most things that you could have done, like maybe even days ago or whatever the case may be? When you're injured, you're like, all right, let me do this. And it's like, I had all that time before. Why now? Why when I'm injured? I don't have an answer to that question, but I think I know I cannot be the only one that goes through this. Like, whenever you're injured or can't or don't have the ability to do something, all of a sudden that's when you want to do it. I found that interesting. So I'm like, why am I doing this now? But I had all that time, and it just made me think a little bit. I didn't think about it till like I realized what I was doing. I was like, I had all this time, and now it's really difficult for me to do right now, but I'm still such is life, right? What's an injury that you're really afraid of? What's something that you're really afraid of that might stop you from doing something that you want to do, that you really want to do, you know? Like, maybe you want to go to the beach and go swimming, or maybe go, like, you know, but like maybe you broke an arm and now you have a cast and you can't get the cast wet, which I don't want the cast. But it makes me wonder how people with casts on take showers. You know, because you can't get the cast wet, like, and it's not one of those, it's not like you can just open it and then close it. Why don't they make casts like that, that you can just open and close whenever you need to? I don't know. Anyway, maybe that's what I'm going to look up. Maybe that'll be the facts. Facts about Cass. And plus, never mind. I know. Never. It's like wearing a Band-Aid for a long time. Like, maybe you, like, cut your finger or something. And then you're wearing a Band-Aid or something for a very long time. And then you take off the Band-Aid. And then there's that smell in there from, oh, I know. I'm giving you the whole sensory vision there. The smell, the look. Oh my gosh. But I know I'm not the only one who's thinking. Who's wondered. And when was the last time you had an energy, like an injury? Do you think you're overdue for one? I looked up something not too long ago. It was most common injury in kids. I think falling. Or, like, yeah, falling was one of them. Like a fall injury of some kind. But I don't think that's the case anymore, right? Because, like I said, I don't really see that many kids outside playing. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not outside playing, but, like, who remembers climbing trees and, I don't know, just, oh, man. Yeah, like, stuff like that, like, climbing trees and whatever else, like, just having the most fun. And, like, just with whatever was already outside, too. No need to bring anything outside with you. It's already there. So, like I said, do you think you're overdue for an injury? If you had your fill of injuries when you were, like, younger or a kid, or maybe you're injured right now, I think you're fine. But if you've never been injured, I've had friends who, I've never been injured before, like, never... Never severely, like maybe like a few scrapes or cuts, and it's like, I think you're overdue. Now, that is not an invitation for you to make sure that, hey, like go bowling and then you drop a bowling ball on their foot for that. No, that's insane. And I've seen stuff like that happen, not like a friend doing it to another, but they just random, like they're at the gym and then they like drop a dumbbell and they dropped it on their foot. And it was the most horrifying scene I've ever seen. Oh my gosh. That's bringing up an old memory that I wish I did not have. It was so bad. It's one of those things that you can laugh about once it's over and done with, because it's like, okay, well, he's fine. But still, at that time, he was not. Man. But yeah, like, I think, I wonder what he tried to do afterwards that he knew he couldn't do again. Like, at that time. Like, maybe he was like, you know what, I need to get some cardio in. And then everyone's like, you haven't done cardio in, like, 3 weeks. Like, why now? As he's on crutches. Crutches are, they're, at first I thought they were annoying. But then after a while, like, I was like, you know what, these aren't so bad. That's a different story for a different day. The story of today is doing things that I know I shouldn't be doing, which I'm still going to continue to do. Which still brings me back to my question, like, maybe I'm going to build up, like, some kind of resistance to, like, maybe that my ankle will get, like, better, or either that or probably more swollen. I don't know. We'll see. I will keep you up to date on the next episode, but don't forget that there's more in this episode to come, like the facts and entertainment. All you have to do is keep it locked right here. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break and we're going to be right back. To bring you the facts. Thank you for sticking to this Daily Shift. I have the facts for you to enjoy. If you want to follow along, you can. It's going to be from BuzzFeedNews.com. BuzzFeedNews.com. And it's going to be 13 facts you definitely don't know about hiccups. This is worse than an injury. Hiccups are the most annoying thing I think that could possibly happen to the body. I'm like, I know, like, when you have the flu, it's bothersome because you're sick and you just feel terrible. Hiccups, you feel fine, but you're trying to, like, talk or whatever, or just enjoy the day, and all of a sudden, like, your body is just jumping. You're like, ugh, it's the worst. So, number one, the medical term for hiccups is syncopitis. I don't think we need to make the word more annoying too, so let's just stick with hiccups, in my opinion. Syncopitis is a Latin word for the act of catching one's breath while crying. I don't know about that. You know what? I wouldn't mind crying if I had the hiccups. I'd probably start crying too. A hiccup is a two-step process. Step one is a muscle spasm that causes you to suck in lots of air. Step two is nearly immediate closure of your airways that blocks the air, causing a hiccup noise. And there's more to read there. There's hyperlinks that you can click on if you want to know more about these annoying spasms. Hiccups are also known to occur in almost all mammals. I wonder if that includes whales, which would completely take away when people say, oh, well, all you have to do is hold your breath and drink a ton of water. Whales live in water, so I don't think that if they're getting the hiccups, I don't think that's a, I think that there's a flaw somewhere in that theory. Number four, infants hiccups more than other humans. That would explain, because earlier it said that the crying and the hiccups correlate, so that would make more sense there. Number five, ultrasounds have shown that even fetuses have hiccups. Can they pass that along? Maybe, like, it's like, oh, the baby's kicking, you know. Maybe they just have the hiccups and they're just as annoyed as anyone else. Number six, nobody knows for sure why hiccups exist in the first place. There's not even a scientific reason for them. That's like getting, you know, when somebody's like building something and then like they finish building it and it's like, hey, you have a few extra, you have some screws left. And it's like, oh no, those are just extras. It's like no point to them, you know? There's no point. Or like, what is it? What is that? The thing, it's something that a lot of people get surgery to have removed. Like it's the tonsils is what I was thinking of. When people have their tonsils removed, it's like, well, we don't know why it exists. Well, it's in my body, so it's got to have a reason, even if you don't know what it is. So just leave them alone. Number seven, some think it may be a holdover from our deep evolutionary past. Well, where did this theory come from? Because the fact before this said nobody knows for sure why hiccups exist in the first place. So let's dive deeper into our past and find this out. And I'm going to do one more here. Number eight. Another idea suggests that the hiccup is actually a way to prepare the fetus for breathing once it's born by exercising its muscles. Well, I'm already breathing, so can we find out a way to stop them for sure? Like, I can get, like, in fetuses, but why do adults get them and things like, you know? And why do other mammals get them? Like, they're animals, like, they're out in nature. I'm sure they have, like, enough fresh air. They know how to breathe just fine. I don't know. I don't know how to even look up more information. I'm going to write a whole book about hiccups and what I think they're used for. No, I'm not going to do that. That is a lot of work on just hiccups. I'm going to leave it up to somebody else. Somebody else do it. But I can tell you this. Nobody else can do this. Nobody else can take a break right here on The Daily Shift. You know the many, many ways to find us. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Wisdom App, Podcaster App, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can also listen in and call in for some music. If you want to request something in specific, you can call in the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, and My Spin Radio. my gosh, am I getting the hiccups? Y'all heard that, right? I'm getting nervous now. Well, while I figure out what's about to happen in my body, I'm going to take a break and we're going to come back and we're going to do some entertainment just for you. All you have to do is simply keep it locked. We'll see you after the break.
Oh, oh yeah. Can we meet in the middle? Oh yeah. 'Cause you were just like me before.
Dreams. The Daily Shift is back and ready to give you your entertainment. Since we're about to head into August, we're right there, and I hope everyone's Monday has been fantastic. I'm going to give you some things to look forward to, like the movie Strays, which is rated R, so be mindful of that, but it looks like a really fun movie with Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx, playing dogs, by the way. And then there's also a movie coming out on Netflix, Heart of Stone. The Blue Beetle movie is going to be released in August, and I want to see this movie coming out. I want to see The Blue Beetle, but I definitely want to see the last Voyage of the Demeter. That movie, it's like a vampire movie, but it looks really good. And then there's also Meg 2, The Trench. That movie is going to be released in August. I kind of want to see it just because it looks like a giant shark is going to be fighting like a giant, like, I don't know. It's going to be, it looks interesting to say things. Gran Turismo, that movie's coming out. And The Equalizer. Equalizer is coming out with another movie, and I do want to see that. There's a lot more to look forward to. But those are some of the ones that I definitely want to see. And hopefully you find some time, take it out of your day to watch these movies that are going to be released. Go see them with friends, family, or maybe you're like me and you just want to see them alone, so that way it does not, like, you can't get caught, you can't get distracted, you can hear everything. But yes, I do want to see those movies because they all look just so fun and just entertaining, which is the purpose of it. Over the weekend, hopefully you found a movie that you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy your time. Or, you know, maybe you didn't need a movie. Maybe you just watched a part of a series. And one of those things being, Twisted Metal came out with a TV series on Peacock. So that's something else. If you like the video game, then maybe that's something that you'll be able to enjoy, you know. Just like I hope you enjoyed the show today. If you did not, then, you know, maybe next episode, or maybe one of the previous episodes that you can go back and listen to. You can go back and listen anytime you like, but this is the time that you can listen live, and if you want to hear music, you definitely can. All you have to do is call in a request. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed your Monday. What happened? What is happening to my body? One injury leads to, like, everything else just falling apart. I hope everyone enjoyed their Monday, got some relaxation in, or if you went to work, I hope it was a fantastic day at work and or school. And if your Monday is ending, then good night. But if it's Tuesday and you're ready to start the first day right out in August, and you're doing what you can, you got your orange juice, you got your glass of milk, whatever you need to start the day out right, and good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time.
I'm in love with you, and all these little things. You can't go to bed without a cup of tea. Maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me.